Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, September 18th, 2017. On Friday night, police stopped a truck on the A12 close to Frankfurt Oder. It was loaded with 51 refugees illegally arriving in Germany. They did not carry identification documents with them, but they identified themselves to be from Iraq. 17 children were amongst the refugees. A 26-year-old Syrian man and the Turkish truck driver are said to be part of a human trafficking organization. They were brought to a custodial court on Sunday, and both men were put under an arrest warrant. Police could later retrieve some documentation that shows that the refugees filed for asylum in Romania and Bulgaria at the end of August and beginning of September. The deadly shooting of a 37-year-old in front of the Rybnica Straße Cozy Club discotheque Saturday morning has led to arrest warrants being issued for the shooter and two others involved, as stated by a police officer yesterday. Aside from the victim, three others, including the suspect, were injured during the incident and transported to the hospital for treatment and remained there through yesterday. According to the police, the suspect suffered a facial fracture and all injuries are non-fatal. The Neue Hohenschönhausen nightclub is a meeting place for Russians and Albanians, and disputes occur there regularly. As of yesterday, the exact background of the conflict is unknown. Tegel has been found to be the most unpunctual airport in Germany. From January to July of this year, almost 30% of all takeoffs and landings were delayed by more than 15 minutes, as reported by Bild am Sonntag, referring to documents of the airport association ADV. Schönefeld Airport in Berlin was also performing poorly, with 23% of such delays. The best-performing airport is Wiese, close to Düsseldorf, with only a 12% delay. According to the statistics, large-scale airports are generally worse off due to their high traffic volume. Lots of flights equal more factors for delays. Germany's largest airport, Frankfurt am Main, is in the 15th place, with 24% delays. As reported previously on Berlin Briefing, Berlin Airport Tegel is planned to close as soon as BER opens. On the 24th of September, on the other hand, the Berlin electorate votes in parallel with the Bundestag election on a decisive decision by the FDP calling on the Red-Red-Green Senate to abandon the plans for the closure of Tegel. According to several spokespersons, BER Airport will not be operational before 2019. A woman fell 16 floors to her death Saturday afternoon at Leipziger Straße in Berlin-Mitte. Police confirmed to RBB that witnesses observed how the 29-year-old fell from the balcony of a high-rise building around 5:25 p.m. She died shortly after the impact from her injuries. A 30-year-old man was in the woman's apartment at the time of the incident and was arrested as a suspect, as at that point a potential homicide was considered. Police later released the man as the suspicion could not be substantiated. The Murder Commission is continuing to investigate. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.